Rhonda. I'm listening to Fresh Air Community Radio. That's KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, St. Paul at onlinekfai.org. And you're listening to...
Alrighty, we love that our sponsors come from every single community that we've got in the Twin Cities metropolitan area and, of course, in the lovely state of Minnesota. Again, I go by Musana's Musings. This is I Love You, Minneapolis, Forget What I Said Yesterday. Again, I Love You, Minneapolis, Forget What I Said Yesterday. Wishing you all a lovely evening. We're going to go into my theme song, one of the songs that just touches me so deeply. Breaking My Heart, Pretty Brown Eyes by The Mint Condition. Talk to y'all in a bit.
Breaking my heart, yeah. I'm talking about a we. I'm talking about a we.
Testing, testing. Oh my goodness, y'all. We are back at it again. I go by the name of Musana's Musings. This is I Love You Minneapolis, Forget What I Said Yesterday. Again, I Love You Minneapolis, Forget What I Said Yesterday. Happy Sunday to everybody. If you went to Art of World this weekend, I hope you got out in the sun. I hope you're able to purchase some art if that's what you budgeted for. I hope you enjoyed the food. I hope that you were able to see your loved ones. Obviously, if Art World was not your thing, I hope you just were able to get outside. I hope you're able to relax. Yes. So, again, very, very excited to focus this episode on childhood in Minneapolis. When I think about the times that I've been able to broadcast with KFAI, which I'm so grateful, again, for the opportunities provided through the WAVE Project, through the Active Voices all-day broadcast, and through the Tornado, Tornado Alley. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's not. Ellie, I know you'll correct me at some point. I just think about how I was very much focused on ISIS presence in the Twin Cities, which definitely intersected with police brutality in the Twin Cities and the rest of the United States. And we, of course, discussed the ways that children were put in harm's way and or the ways that children have been advocating for themselves and others, their bravery, the trauma they're experiencing, and how they're, you know, making their way through it, whether they're going to school, whether they're trying to get some fresh air, whether they're trying to connect with their family, their friends, etc. But also, I mean, there are people like me. There are people like my lovely guest, who you're going to meet very, very soon, mm-hmm. who grew up here, who I swear, like, had moments where we genuinely smiled, we genuinely laughed, and we genuinely had moments to learn that we're not under extreme duress. So you're going to get to hear a little bit of that, and I think hear the ways that, you know, people in Minnesota, like, we got to grow up and, like, ground ourselves in these moments. That way, when the hard times, you know, do come through, like, we remember, like, what we're fighting for, what we live for. But that, you know, we also, like, have a day-to-day life that isn't just what y'all see on the news, the narratives that are continuously swirling around social media. It's like, it's everything at once, right? Like, I'm not saying that the ways that we've been covered when George Floyd was murdered, the ways we were covered when Philando Castile was murdered, the ways we've been covered since Operation Metro Surge, like, I'm not saying that, and even the fraud that has occurred, I'm not saying that those aren't issues that we shouldn't focus on, but also there are 5 million of us here. There are 500,000 approximately Black people in the state of Minnesota. We all have our own journeys as to how we got here. And those stories deserve to be told in those ways as well, so you can see the full picture. And we, and like, you deserve to hear them from us. So with that in mind, I will introduce you all, our listeners, to our guest. And just to let you know, our music breaks today are inspired by songs that our guest and I heard in our childhood homes. So yes, most of them are R&B focused. All of them were performed and or written or produced by artists in the Black diaspora. Not all of them are going to be R&B specifically today, but you will see how it is that, like, I and my guests were influenced by these artists and these people. So without further ado, Again, I love Miss Hannah's musings. This is I Love You Minneapolis Forget What I Said Yesterday. And we are discussing childhood in the state of Minnesota. So for our guests, we're going to do some introductions. We're going to do name, favorite childhood radio memory, and I'm going to ask my guest for a memory of how we first met. And of course, I will also answer those questions as well. So, dearest guest, I'm going to turn it over to you. What is your name? How do you want our listeners to know you?
Hello, everyone. My name is Myasia. We'll just leave it at that.
Hi, Myasia.
Hello, hello.
Y'all in the Discord, y'all can say hi, Myasia, as well. Feel free to type. What, Myasia, what is your favorite childhood memory about the radio?
I feel like I kind of struggled with this one.
Okay, that's real.
Because
you lived a long and full life. There's so many memories.
I did so many memories. But listening to the radio, I feel like the most songs that come up that I can think of that I've heard as a child, a lot of it was R&B.
Yes.
If I were to name a specific group, it would be Next. Yes, I feel like my parents, I don't know if they were obsessed or I don't know, but like that's what I remember hearing the most. Outside of like Gospel Sundays, Kirk Franklin did his thing, but
whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Do you want a revolution? Whoa, whoa. Now, neither of us are trained singers, but if this resonated with any of y'all, y'all can also put that in the Discord chat.
Yeah.
Y'all can also call the hotline 612-341-0980. Okay, and what was your memory of how we first met?
Okay. We first met. We both worked at Hiawatha. Was it Academy or just Hiawatha?
Academies.
Academies, yes. Words are hard. Academies, mm-hmm. Yes. I think we had like a big PD or something like that where everyone from every...
Campus. Yeah, let's do that.
Came through, and it was a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas we were separated in different campuses, so we really didn't know who was who or
right.
You know things. And then we had a mutual friend, and then we all hung out, and then we've been friends ever since.
Definitely one of my favorite people that I'm glad has just made it from the 2010s into the 2020s.
Amen.
Amen. Period. Okay, well, what is my name? I am Musana's Musings. What is my favorite childhood memory about the radio that y'all have not already heard? Oh my goodness. Okay, so I loved being able to call into the radio and request my favorite songs to be played.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I ever got through to the radio to get it on, but like,
yeah.
I just remember like the day that I just like picked up the phone and was like, I'm just gonna dial in and mm-hmm. see what happens. I think the other flip side to that was trying to dial in and get tickets. Did I ever win the tickets?
No.
But like the fact that I could do that
mm-hmm.
inspired me. And I feel like that, yeah, like, I don't know. I was like, oh my gosh, one day I'll be that person. It'll happen to me.
Oh my gosh. I don't know why I never tried to do that.
You know, that, okay, wait. Like, what stopped you?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. Maybe, no. In my head, I felt like you never really get through. Those are just like recordings.
Oh.
So I think that was mm-hmm. why. It was like, people aren't really calling the phone and like winning tickets. That's just all pre-recording. They're just like faking.
Dang.
I think that's what. But it's not true. That does not happen. Real people call it.
Okay, I think your auntie actually has won tickets.
My aunt?
Yes. Remember really? When it was the Jhené Aiko concert? I think your aunt was telling me about
actually.
The time that she won tickets to go see, was it Lil Wayne or somebody?
You know what?
Yes.
Yes,
and they were
actually.
Nosebleeds, but she
but
won.
But she had a time, and
so
she won.
We know You're somebody. Right. If you know somebody, you let mm-hmm. us know. You let us know. period. Okay, so how do I remember us first meeting? I feel like the one memory that sticks in my head, maybe it wasn't the first time, but it was just one of our earliest interactions, was we were in the campus that you specifically were working in. It was one of our elementary schools.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, we were in a hallway, and it was you, me, and, like, two of our other colleagues. It must have been our mutual friend and, like, one other person, one other, like, older adult that we all knew. Maybe they were a leader in some way on campus. And I think we were just talking, and I just remember being like, I'm excited to be friends with Maisha. Do I remember what we were talking about? Absolutely not. But I was like, I'm glad that I was here today.
You know what? And when
I'm
you
glad
say
I didn't
that,
call sick.
I remember that, and I feel like the person had to be Tiffany.
It probably was.
I feel like it was Tiff. Yeah.
Shout out Tiffany, wherever you are. I feel like Tiffany might have moved to Arizona, so.
I definitely think she was like, I'm done with the cold. That's and cool. left, for sure.
Well, enjoy the sunshine over there.
Right.
Yes. Okay, y'all. So, enough about our little side quest. We're going to get into the heart of our interview. So, Maisha.
Yes.
Describe your hometown for listeners who have never been to Minnesota, or for folks from greater Minnesota who don't spend a ton of time in the Twin Cities.
Alrighty. I grew up North Minneapolis.
North side.
Yeah, North Minneapolis. I don't want to give out too many details.
Oh, of course.
Because, you know, the world. But what I remember is my neighborhood is kind of not secluded, but secluded at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So not many people know, like, it exists over there. But there were a lot of kids. There were lots of kids. And I remember playing outside. Like you see the movies where it's like, oh, we're playing outside till the streetlights come on. Like, no, for real. Like, that was me and my siblings and all the neighborhood kids and some of my, like, childhood best friends. I mean, not all of them live here anymore. But, yes, I mean, Barbie dolls, Brat dolls on the stoop, cops and robbers, like, tag. We have a huge backyard, so we used to go back there and play kickball. Like, we were outside, like outside. I mean, lights came on, everybody went in, you know, and stuff like that. But, like, we were outside kids.
Yes.
And I love that. And I remember, I tend to go on a tangent. I don't want to answer your next question.
Were y'all barefoot or shoes on all the time?
Both.
Okay, period. My mom did not enjoy me being barefoot, but I loved it, so.
And you know, the OT in me is like sensory. We needed that impact.
I needed an OT when I was younger, but I'm an adult. I can get one now. More on being an OT a little bit later in our interview. Oh my gosh. Thank you so, so, so much. Shout out to North Minneapolis.
Yes.
Okay. So I know you touched on this a little bit in our previous question, but what are some more of your childhood memories that felt specifically Minnesotan or unique to Minneapolis, specifically North Minneapolis?
Juneteenth.
Okay, say more, because Juneteenth is coming up, y'all. We're about to be in June in, what, like 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
And we have a ton of festivals and celebrations lined up, specifically in North Minneapolis, I can't remember which park it is, but one of the parks in Minneapolis has the very first Juneteenth celebration in the state. But we'll get to that later on another interview. Mm. Yes.
Okay.
But Maisha, go for it.
Yeah, so don't quote me, but I'm just kind of trying to go off my memory as, you know, when you have kids, you forget things. But it's okay. I think
your mind is vast.
Yes. It used to be, I think it used to start on Penn and go all the way down. Because, like, you can hit Theodore Worth somehow, end up in that area.
Yes.
I feel like it was just, like, it was blocked off. Everyone had, their own booths where it's, like, characters, people selling jewelry, clothing, food, and it used to go on for, like, miles, I felt like.
Wow.
And there used to have dance teams, cheer squads, artists, like, you name it, we were there every year faithfully. We were getting outfits to go every year faithfully. And it was so much fun. And the last time that I can recall going to this event, I think was maybe, like, freshman year in high school, maybe. Or maybe
was that 2008?
Sophomore year.
Or 2000. Wait, sorry. Was that, like, 2009, 2010?
Oh.
Or 08, 09.
08, I want to say.
Okay.
Yeah, 08. But yeah, I feel like that was the last time. I mean, I'm not saying they don't do it anymore, because maybe they do, but I know it was, like, bigger then, and I felt like everyone went and showed up, and we were safe, as long as I can remember. Mm. And it was a lot of fun, but I don't know what happened, if just series of events and safety is why it wasn't so big. I don't know. I don't really know the answer, but I remember that all the time. Like, it was so much fun. Like, we used to be excited to go, and I want to, yeah. But that was the first, like, memory that I can think of, specifically, like, cultural Minnesota. What are we doing? Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing. We are going to hear from our sponsors, and then I will dip in a little bit about my childhood, and then we're going to ask our guest, Maesha, even more juicy questions.
Farintan waxa ku soo diray waaxda amniga dadweynaha ee Minnesota. Waxa qasab ah inay dadku xasuustaan khatarta baabuurta xawaaraha badan lagu kaxeeyo. Waxa la wada ogyahay khatarta ugu daran. Xawaaruhu geeri ayuu keenaa. Fadlan ayar soo, boolis dheeraad ah ayaa jidadka jooga. Farintan waxa ku soo diray waaxda amniga dadweynaha ee Minnesota. Isbeddel badan ayaa dhacay ilaa sanadkii hore. Xawaaraha baabuurta waxba iskama bedelin. Waa la qabanayaa qofkii xawaare badan ku socda. Xawaaruhu geeri ayuu keenaa. Fadlan ayar soo, boolis dheeraad ah ayaa jidadka jooga.
And we are back. Thank you all for listening. I go by the name of Musana's Musings. You are listening to I Love You Minneapolis, Forget What I Said Yesterday, on every single Sunday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. on KFAI 90.3 FM. I am on air with my lovely guest, Maesha, who grew up in North Minneapolis. And we are on to our third question. But before that, I should also let you know a little bit about my childhood. I was born in California, as you all might remember from the first episode. At age 7, I moved to Minnesota, and I've lived in suburbs surrounding Minneapolis and St. Paul for, like, my childhood, teenagehood, and as an adult, I've been able to live, grow, learn, love in Minneapolis for 10 years, which is to say that I did spend time in Minneapolis. I'm thankful for my friends who love me in Minneapolis, and, like, it's because of those memories that I wanted to live in the space, mm-hmm. but this is as much a learning experience for me as it might be for some of y'all. I am definitely, while I didn't live in greater Minnesota, I am definitely the person in the first question that did not live in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and is learning more as well. So just hearing about how the Juneteenth celebration, like, went on for miles over north on Penn, and it really was a large community affair, which is not to say that the community in North Minneapolis is not engaging in Juneteenth events. Yeah. I want to be very, very clear. Yeah. But just to say that it did look different back in the day, mm-hmm. and we have to honor that with our story. We have the opportunity right now on air to be able to honor the work that our elders, that our community leaders, that our children were able to experience and put together. So thank you to everyone. Our next question is, listeners, I've learned that we met while working at a local charter school, Hiawatha Academies. Mm-hmm. And as a parent and an OT, as you've mentioned, Maesha, you've had the opportunity to evaluate schools for your children and also mm-hmm. for other people's children. With that in mind, what experiences made going to school in North Minneapolis exciting or memorable for you as a child?
Man, so I went to Harvest Preparatory Academy. And everyone looked like me. Mm. Everyone, from janitorial services to cafeteria, teachers, aides, every staff, for the most part, looked like me. And I loved that. And they made it a point to make sure we knew about our history. It was really emphasized in school and lessons. Shout out to Harvest Prep. Loved my teachers. And it definitely felt like community. My teachers became family. There was no, like, letting anyone slack. If support was needed, they were there. Communication with my parents. Hey, this is going on. Let's work together to figure out what we can do to make my Asia more successful. Or, you know, like, there were so many things that they did in schools then that I love, like cursive, the festivals. The fact that we had, like, field day and stuff, and our parents were able to be there, like, those were things that were so amazing. And I had always said, when I have kids, I want my kids to go to Harvest Prep because they taught me everything I knew. I mean, even down to the uniforms, like, I couldn't stand it. But now as an adult, oh, I could appreciate uniform schools for sure. But, yeah, I remember when we used to have... Oh, goodness. I can't even think of if it was called a specific thing, but every classroom chose a continent. And, like, you'd group up, and we were assigned, like, all right, you guys dive deep into, you know, what foods they eat here and what dances they do here, and, you know, like, just the history, like, broke it down. Mm-hmm. And this was the whole school, every grade from kinder to I think it went to fifth or sixth, I'm not sure, I don't remember, but yeah. And then after, we, like, take all day to, like, decorate, you know, months long to, like, mm-hmm. get these projects going. And then our families would come, and you tour, like, every level, every classroom. And it's almost like you had a passport. And, like, they do a stamp or, like, a signature or something mm-hmm. like that. And you actually, like, learned a lot. And it was hands-on. It was hands-on. So it was, like, hard to forget what you were doing because, one, it was fun. Two, you helped create everything. They gave us a criteria, but for the most of it, like, we were able to use our creativity. It wasn't like the teachers giving us, like, this is what you need to do. No, they were like, this is what you're assigned. Go crazy. And it was fun. And I kind of feel like that's what made school fun. A lot of things were hands-on. You can be creative. And, you know, you had stuff to look forward to. Not to say that's not how schools are now, because I don't know. I'm not in school. But, But, yeah, that's what I remember. I am still to this day friends with a lot of people that I went to Harvest Prep with. I mean, not BFFs, but, like, cross paths, and it's always like, hey, what's up? It's a reunion. Like, this is dope. But, yeah, I also feel like Harvest was one of the, like, the best schools, you know. I honestly think so. Like, toot-toot. Like, they did their thing, for sure.
Oh, my goodness. I remember... Okay, so I remember... So when I was younger, I mm-hmm. went to... Okay, so I went to... When I moved to Minnesota, we went to public elementary school out in Minnetonka. And then we transitioned to private school. When we transitioned to private school in St. Paul, we went to St. Paul Academy and Summit School. We ended up being able to, like, meet up with other Black students across some of the other private schools within mm-hmm. the Twin Cities metropolitan area, and also some outside of the Twin Cities, but still in Minnesota. And it was really awesome to get to know other, like, Black students who had gone to Harvest Prep mm-hmm. and then had transferred in at later ages. And, like, everybody just had such glowing reviews of this school. And, of course, like, Maisha and I went to school well before North Triad Left Behind mm-hmm. was passed, because that has literally left everyone behind. But that's a different issue for a different day. Educational majors, anybody who's a policy nerd, anybody who's worked in schools, y'all understand. Shout out to everybody who's still working in schools, by the way.
Oh, yes.
We love
for
you. We need you.
Sure.
We appreciate you all.
Yes.
It, like, it just felt like such a magical place, and people felt empowered, and people, like, it definitely instilled, like, being a lifelong learner
for sure.
Really being grounded in who you are as a Black person in Minnesota, but also just, like, in general, on Earth, in the world. Like, who are you? What are you? Like, how do you represent your community? But also, like, how do you have faith and belief in yourself every single day?
Right.
Shout out to Harvest. I would say the similarities that I'm drawing between your classroom experiences at Harvest and some of mine in elementary school specifically as a child is just, like, the hands-on learning. I think that was such a big experience in schools in Minnesota. I know for me, I remember just, like, when I think about some of the hands-on things that we did in school, I remember, like, our Monarch Butterfly unit. Mm-hmm. We, of course, read about the monarch butterflies. And,
right.
Of course, we saw the videos. And, of course, mm-hmm. we used, like, the old-school projector to, like,
trace
look at their veins and see. And
yeah.
then we got to use the microscopes to, like, look at their wings.
Oh,
and
my gosh, yes.
But then we also, our school, at the end of the day, like, we got to have these caterpillars. We, like, got the caterpillars. Mm-hmm. And then we got to watch them grow. And then we got to, like, paint, like, this is the caterpillar, and this is in the cocoon.
Yeah.
The
mm-hmm.
And then we got to see them fly.
Right.
We got to, like, release them in, like, our school's, like, backyard playground area.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got to see them fly, right? Like, I think we released them in, like, the spring.
Mm-hmm.
That way they would, like, then, you know, enjoy summer before they, like, made their annual migration down to Mexico.
Yeah.
And so I just feel like things like that where we were just, it was, like, inside, outside, but also just, like, using the materials that we had,
mm-hmm.
whether it was, like, arts, whether it was crafts. It was, like, how can we bring the outside of the classroom into the classroom?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just so, like, we remember that, like, the world is our classroom. Like, our city is our classroom. Like,
mm-hmm.
our homes are our classrooms, too.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Education of Minnesota did a really great job with that.
They did. Did you ever do the project where you had to make a cell? In, like,
yes.
science.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
gosh.
My God.
Because of mitochondria.
Yes.
The powerhouse of the cell, baby.
Exactly. Oh, I love the project.
Wow. Okay, I am not an arts and crafts person like that, but I feel like it was, that blew my mind. Like, I was like, I can't believe there's 60 million of y'all cells helping me live my life every single day.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
The projects were top tier for sure.
They really were.
They definitely made it worth, like, all right, I actually do want to learn about this.
The volcanoes. I remember we had to, like, I remember there was a project that we did on, like, thermodynamics. So, like, we had to figure out, like, okay, like, how do you build a house that, like, heats itself, cools itself?
And, oh,
like,
wow.
Just, like, thinking about, like, okay, like, how do we put this together? And just, like, thinking about, like, what does it mean when global warming happens? And, like, doing stuff like that. Like, you know what I mean? Just, like, really just being like, okay, like, what happens in your real life and how the heck are we gonna as kids break this down?
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Thank you to school. Okay. So before we get into our other questions, I would love to get us to our first musical break because as you have learned today, Maish and I are both fans of R&B. So we're gonna play the song by Next that Maish chose for us. It's called Wifey. Y'all gonna enjoy it, okay?
Shout out to my mom and dad.
Shout out to my age's mom and dad. They are two really cool people. Okay, y'all, we're gonna be right back. Again, I go by the name of Musana's Musings. This is I Love You Minneapolis. Forget what I said yesterday.
Cause I let my best friend drive. You was in line. That's when you come. caught my eyes, girl.
You were so beautiful.
Beautiful.
It was so critical.
So critical.
You look so crucial, girl.
Something about you, it's everything. You are mine.
Still right by me. Make it lively, highly.
Spoken up, only love, only one.
Wifey. That's why you're my wifey.
You know you're sexy too. I like your attitude. I even mad at you. Girl, you're still my boo. Either braids or weave, skirt or jeans, you're still my queen. Baby girl, go do your thing. I'm so glad you're on my team.
You are so beautiful.
So
girl.
Beautiful.
I love you, Minneapolis. Forget what I said yesterday. You're listening to me, Musana's Musings, and my lovely guest, Maeja from North Minneapolis.
Hello, friends.
And we're going to ask some more amazing, fantastic questions because that's what I'm here to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Well, spring has sprung.
Mm-hmm.
We had a hard winter.
We did.
One thing that we know that we love about Minnesota. Well, I feel like it's like a love and hate. You know, it's both. Like, we hold it close to our hearts regardless.
Yeah.
Is that we get to experience all four seasons.
Absolutely.
We get to see the weather change. Of course, we experience the weather change.
Mm-hmm.
We see the flora and the fauna change. And, of course, as human beings, we do our best to handle that change.
Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite season as a child? What do you remember doing during your favorite season? Who did you spend time with? And what were any hometown traditions that you haven't already mentioned that you participated in during your favorite season?
I'd have to say summer.
Okay, let's talk about it. I would say the exact same thing.
Yeah. And then you said which traditions? Is that what?
I said, what do you remember doing during your favorite season? Who do you remember spending time with? And I guess, like, specifically within what do you remember doing, what hometown traditions do you feel like you participated in? Like, what things felt like, this is specifically North Minneapolis in the summer, that really isn't, like, at the very least, like, definitely didn't happen in St. Paul, but also, like, was very much like, this is what, like, our block did, or, like, this is what the North Side did.
Yeah. Hmm. Dang. That's hard.
If it can't be that specific, you like, I mean, you can do just like summer in Minnesota, like.
Well, I might have to do that, because not to say that I didn't do a lot of things specifically related to like Minneapolis, but I'm drawing a blank, so I can't really, I don't know, but specifically my family, if that's okay.
Of course.
Every summer we would stay with my grandparents.
Ooh.
Yep. And they went crazy. They would get like big old bounce houses. And I actually still have one that we used to use when we were little. Now I use it with my kids.
Oh my gosh.
But bounce houses, like, it was, they had a lot of outdoor activities for us to do, like giant volleyball stuff, like just a bunch of stuff to do. Dang, I'm low-key sad. I can't think. I mean,
I feel. Live in Minneapolis? Did your grandparents live in North Minneapolis at the time?
Just kidding.
I mean, did they live in Minnesota, though?
The house that my parents live in were my grandparents. That was my grandparents' house.
Okay, period. No, then continue. Yeah. Yes, period. Okay, so, that works.
That. I mean, I do vividly remember there was some kind of celebration on Broadway.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to the Holmes passed down the family, by the way.
Shout out to y'all.
The foresight.
Yeah, I feel like there used to be some kind of, like, festival or something. I used to remember walking down Broadway and being a part, like, seeing the bounce house, the face painting, but I can't think of, like, if it was a specific name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, you know, now that I think about it, too, how long has Art of World been around?
Art of World, I want to say 20 years, but I might be lying to you.
Because, I mean, I do remember attending some, I believe it was Art of World.
Okay, period.
I remember attending some stuff with my brother. But, I mean, does that count?
I think that counts. I mean, that's very much Minneapolis. And, like, it did, it did happen this weekend. And it's always a huge lift for everybody to put on. But it really does take over the city. And I think it's some of the best we have to offer.
Yeah, because I remember one year they did Silent Disco. And it was so much fun. By the U.S. Bank Stadium.
That was what that was for? I don't think I went that year, but...
Yeah. That's so tight.
Yo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
But I can't believe I missed Art of World. I was like, wait, there's so much... Something's going on this weekend. Why is there no parking anywhere?
That's literally...
And that's why. Art of World is pretty dope. Everyone needs to experience that, for sure.
Okay, I'm trying to find... All right. What the heck? You know what? There's definitely a history of Art of World somewhere. I just can't find
it. I think
it.
My grandfather is listening right now.
Oh, my gosh. What does your grandfather have to say?
He must have just heard me talking about all the fun things we used to do. And actually, so when I said that only memory I could think, well, summer stuff was with my grandparents. Mm-hmm. That was in Springfield, Minnesota. But... It was the only summer memories that I think of where I had, like, so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, granted, it was not in North Minneapolis.
Yes.
But I'm pretty sure if they were in North Minneapolis, we'd still do the same thing. So, okay. I'm counting that.
Shout out to Grandpa Johnson?
No. These are my grandparents, my mother's parents. So,
shout out to your mother.
Rufus and Carolyn. Love you guys so much if you're listening.
This one's for y'all. This one's for you. Okay, so I just pulled up the history of... Okay, period. So I just pulled the history of Art of World. So it says in 1996, this is on their official website, a group of artists who had recently established studios in several neglected factory buildings in Northeast Minneapolis organized the first Art of World open studio tour to welcome the public into their spaces. It rapidly gained popularity and became a neighborhood celebration, drawing tens of thousands of visitors to their three-day event. And in 1997, the artist collective NEMA, Northeast Minneapolis Arts Association, that runs the festival, among other events that holds the community together, that was established. So essentially, Art of World, this is the 30th anniversary. So congratulations to everybody involved. Thank you to the folks 30 years ago who came together. I don't know. I just want to shout out to all the Black artists specifically, because you know our show... The lens is Black, queer, and it's second gen, Ugandan, American at the same time. So shout out to the black artists all across the diaspora. Shout out to the black queer artists across the diaspora. Shout out to
Am I allowed to give a shout out?
Yes,
of an artist?
Give a shout out.
Oh my gosh, y'all. I have to get a shout out to my brother, Philly Irving.
Yes.
Yes. He is a dope artist. And that's my little brother. So I had to shout him out for sure.
Oh my God.
Philly, we love you.
Hold it down, Philly. We love you. All right, y'all. We're going to take another music break because we love R&B, and we know that you all are loving it with us. However, this song is not R&B, but it is by one of the greats who recently passed away, the great Tina Turner. It is What Has Love Got to Do With It? I remember the song blaring from my sound system and definitely my first introduction to rock and roll. So I'm very thankful. Alrighty, y'all. We're gonna do What's Love Got to Do With It by the Tina Turner.
Of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
And we are back from our rock music break. I know that was not R&B. Thank you all for engaging that detour with us again. This is Masana's Musings. You are listening to I Love You Minneapolis, Forget What I Said Yesterday. And we have our lovely guest, My Asia. We have 8 minutes left, y'all. So please savor My Asia's voice, My Asia's lovely stories. And yeah, just keep, I hope you're really just like finding time to honor the positive moments in y'all's childhood as well, because it was important, it was valid, even if it wasn't the happiest memories. Like, anytime you had a chance to smile, have a calm nervous system, anytime you had a chance to enjoy the things that you loved, like, that was really important. And for those of y'all that had an amazing, beautiful childhood, like, relish in that. That is also beautiful, and that should also be celebrated. Alrighty. So, since we're, I mean, in honor of Art of World, in honor of the fact that radio broadcasting is also an art, and you also are an artist in your own life as well, how did the art scene in Minneapolis influence your childhood? Of course, we know that, like, some of our listeners have probably heard Minnesota is, like, the second highest theaters per capita behind New York. You know that we have some of the greats, like Prince, like My Condition, like, come through. So it's like, yeah, like, with knowing that we, knowing that our ancestors are amazing artists, knowing that you yourself are an artist, like, how has this scene, even from a young age, impacted you?
Just to be able to be free, honestly. And
To be free.
And the fact that it encouraged me to just step outside of my shell. Specifically through dance. That's the type of art that I did.
Dance. I did not mention any dance statistics, but Maisha, tell us more about the dance scene.
Well,
because our dance scene is very important and it is vast, so.
I mean, I danced at Hollywood Dance Studio with my besties in tap, jazz, ballet, all that, even competition. But yeah, you know, like, some people don't say dance is a sport. It's an art, form of art, but, like, no one thinks it's a sport. So for me, it was like, I wasn't good at sports, so dancing was my jam.
For the record, I, Musana's musings, do believe dance is a sport. My personal views are not a reflection of what KFAI believes as a whole, but I want to be very clear that that is physical exhaustion.
It is very much a sport.
Exertion beyond casual, like, movement to survive. So that is a sport.
For sure. So, yeah, just through dance, that was me being able to express myself. And just know that... that's all I got. I'm sorry. Just dance was just it. It would, you didn't have to think too hard, you know? It was just like, release, have fun. I mean, obviously, when you're in competition, it gets tough, but I mean, community, again.
Yes.
Lifelong friends. And I got to travel doing it.
Yes.
So, I got to see other things.
I just wanted to quickly just shout out some amazing dancers in our lives in Minnesota that I remember in recent memory to me. Again, I was not born here. I also did not dance here, so this is not an exhaustive list, but these are the dancers in our lives that I remember. I'm thinking about New Black City. I love y'all and I miss y'all. I'm thinking about the Destiny Spike. I love you.
Oh, that's my bestie, Destiny.
Yes. I am thinking about the Coffee Collective. I am thinking about the Minnesota Hip Hop Collective as well. I'm thinking about the dance studios, Hot House. I'm thinking about the Workroom. I'm thinking about any collective of people that has just come together and made room for people to take classes, be able to ask things about Taz Bentley.
Like,
there are so many amazing people. And again, this is not an exhaustive list. I know this isn't thinking about some of our greats, because again, I don't have an extensive list, but.
There's Unstoppable Dance.
Yes, thank you, Maisha.
Hollywood Dance Studio. Oh goodness, I know there's more.
There's one there's studio so in many. St. Paul that I know.
St. Paul?
Yes. Okay, wait.
I don't know that one.
Oh my gosh. This person recently passed away and I... Oh my gosh. And their memorial was at St. Kate's and I'm like, okay, I know I have kept open I've kept open 611 tabs for this reason. I'm like, this is why.
You know what?
Yes.
I wanted to... There was another event we went to together. Tangible
Collective.
Yes. Shout out to them. That was so much fun.
That was amazing.
Oh my God.
That was beautiful.
Yes.
Okay. Wait one second. Okay. Did I delete that? Oh, I might have deleted it, y'all. Okay. I will take some time in a future broadcast to honor the dancing greats. Alrighty, y'all. We've got 3 more minutes left of I Love You Minneapolis. Forget what I said yesterday. We're on to our last question. Maisha,
yes.
With everything that we've talked about today, mm-hmm. and knowing your long and storied life and knowing that there's more to come, mm-hmm. as a parent, what experiences do you want your children to have in Minneapolis? How are these experiences similar to your childhood, and how are they different?
In a world full of iPads.
In a world full of iPads.
I would like my kids to do what I did. We were outside playing. Like, there's just even so many important foundations of, like, why it's important to, like, be outside, enjoy the sun, enjoy the dirt, enjoy communicating with people around you. The iPads are driving me insane. So, if I could have my kids have some similar experiences that I had in my childhood, outside and play with, like, go meet people around the neighborhood, like... I mean, obviously with me and the other adults being present, but, mm-hmm. like, that's how I got to know the kids in my neighborhood. Hey, I'm Aisha. Do you want to come out and play? Or, you know, at the park. Like, yes. Be outside. Play with toys. That's what I would want for them. Be kids. I, like, that's really all I can think of. Like, I enjoyed being outside. I enjoyed playing. I enjoyed having friends. I enjoyed, like... not being told what to do. We were outside. My parents weren't, they mm-hmm. were keeping an eye on us, obviously, but playing all day long. Babe, when it was time to get in the shower and go to bed, we were tired. We got to experience being outside. Like, that's really all I want for them, for sure. And obviously more of the other things that go around, like art world and stuff like that, I haven't taken them to that. But we got time.
But there's time.
There's time. But my kiddos do enjoy arts and crafts in a way, especially because of my brother. So even seeing the big events, I know we're running out of time. But yeah, no, that's what I want. Like, I'm blanking out on the, like, It's Fest. When yes. that type, those mm-hmm. type of festivals, like, I want my kids to be there. And to continue.
Where we can all consume art together.
Exactly.
And, like, share our opinions and, like, mm-hmm. really just, like, all be outside together. Like, all really just, like, explore what our, like, where we live can just look different in so many ways. Like,
yes.
It doesn't always have to be, this is what my neighborhood looks like at this time when I'm walking to school.
Or,
like,
exactly.
I'm outside on this day, or, like, I'm walking to XYZ person's house for this reason. Like, you're, like, this is our lived experience. Like, this is our home, this is our life. And, like, we can do whatever we want with it. Like, it's our classroom. It's our playground. It's, I don't know, it's our life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. To be a child.
To be a child.
Was so fun.
It really was. I feel like mental cognitive health has got me going, like, sifting through my childhood. And I feel like I've spent a lot of time thinking about some of the roughest parts. But quite frankly, just that level of wonder mm-hmm. is something that I'm, like, I think I'm tapped into it as an adult, but, like, mm-hmm. I can't go back to those individual moments ever yeah. again, where I learned, like, again, what was a cell for the first time? Mm-hmm. What were the seven continents for the first time? Like, what was a monarch butterfly up to the first time? Like, just all these different things. It's like, what does a computer do? Like, mm-hmm. you know, you just can't get those things back.
You can't. I remember, yeah. I don't know if this is off topic, but it might be, but I literally remember having a class at Harvest Prep where they taught us how to balance a checkbook.
That's amazing. That's the point.
And then I'm like, what? I don't want to do this, but now I'm like, oh.
That is a life skill.
Oh, that is such a life skill.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, last thing before we transition out. I remember in school I learned how to calculate interest. And I was
Oh, my gosh.
What the heck? I was like, yeah, I see interest on a credit card. But, like, I didn't have a credit card in third grade, right? Like, I was like, thank you, but no thank you. And now I'm going to school to be an accountant. And I remember just, like, reading in the textbook, and I was like, oh, I do this every day. Like, mm-hmm. and now I'm going to be, like, looking at this every day as a professional in a very different way. I'm like, you know what? Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I didn't really pass that lesson the first time, but thank you for allowing me to, yeah, I'm going to collect this $200 and I'm going to keep
going. Pass go.
Mm-hmm. All righty, y'all. Thank you again. So
From Minneapolis's historic West Bank, you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio. KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and St. Paul. We're streaming and archived on KFAI.org. It's where community has